Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the A1 Content Services Podcast. This is John. Today we're going to talk about Google Ads and how Google Ads can help your business. So we'll say you have a small business in the area, and maybe you're a plumber, maybe you're a general contractor, carpenter, electrician, even a mover, and you rely on people calling your business to pay for the services you provide them. With so many people looking on the internet for those types of things rather than just straight up calling businesses now that they find in the yellow pages, Google Ads has become quite important. Just as important as your Google My Business page, because there you can get a lot of leads as well. But I'm going to talk mainly about Google Ads and spending a little bit of money to get your business in front of the customers that want your services now. Usually, in certain industries, people are searching for, you know, like plumbers near me because the toilet doesn't work, the sink drain exploded, their sump pump didn't work, and now their basement's flooded. So they need a person that knows what they're doing immediately, and showing up as the first or second result on Google can mean the difference between more business and not more business. So basically with Google Ads, you're able to spend small amounts of money to kind of test your area and get your business out there with just a few clicks. Google's system has become quite easy to use, and even for people like me that manage Google Ads every day, being able to set up a bunch of ads for your business takes just a matter of an hour or two to kind of fine-tune everything. And then once you get the thing rolling, usually takes about 24 hours before you start seeing some activity, and then about 30 days before you really are able to dig in and optimize your ads to perform the best. One of the best things about Google Ads is it's not really a set it and forget it, but once you get something optimized and the ads are just kind of going, you can really get a lot of business from those, and it's with little work on your end. Really all you're doing is feeding the machine with your budget each month, and Google just keeps spitting leads towards you. So one of the things I like to tell business owners is, if they have a landing page or a website and they want to drive people to it, Google Ads is a great opportunity, especially if they service a specific area locally. So let's use an electrician for an example. An electrician might put up a Google ad that the services that you provide, whether it's residential, commercial, industrial, or all three, you kind of like highlight what you do. You almost kind of take the information you would put on your landing page and you mirror that inside your Google ad. One of the reasons you do that is because psychologically people would click on your ad and head to the web page, and when they see some of the same terminology back and forth, they feel like they're in the right place. If you were to talk about how you did new lighting at some fancy restaurant in your Google ad is kind of an example of, hey, this is something we did, and you go to the website and you don't find that information on the website, or at least the page they land on, 9 times out of 10 they're going to click backwards thinking they're not in the right place. So you want to keep your ads specific to the services you provide, and then the landing page to kind of mirror that ad so that people feel good about it. One of the other things you want to do with that web pages have a contact form immediately above the folds, or your phone number that you can click on or tap on if they're on mobile. Most of the people are going to be on mobile because that's just the way it works these days. So always optimize for mobile. And when it comes to Google Ads, you're able to really pick the keywords you want to show up for. Now, some of them might be low volume, like, you know, say you want to show up for brand new industrial electrical planning. You know, that's a big, long keyword, and what are the odds people are typing that into Google to find a business? There might be some, But most of the time, people are going to be using Google Suggestions as their search. So if someone types in electrician, Google's immediately going to suggest near me as part of that search. The bad thing about wanting to show up for that keyword is that every electrician in the area, and some not in your area, are going to want to show up for that because it's the number one used search term for that specific business, and it's going to cost you a lot of money. So then it comes down to deciding what a customer, a potential customer coming to your business is worth to you. Can you pay $50 per customer if they are qualified? Can your business only handle a $5 click-through if that person potentially turns into a customer? The thing is, even though the Google Ads is sending people your way, your website and yourself, or your receptionist, or your salesperson, or whoever handles the phone call, still has to kind of do the selling. So Google can't turn people into customers, but they could. They can certainly send them your way. So keep that in mind as well. What I like to do is set a business up with general keywords. A lot of times Google will allow you to type in your website address. It'll extract keywords from that website to kind of give you an idea. And then you can throw your local terms in there, and you do just broad match, modify maybe with the city name, you know, say, Juliet, Illinois, you're going to use that, or like Greenfield, and you want to use that as the city name because it's the one you service the most, or it's the one kind of in the centrally located in your service area, and you can kind of go from there. So one of the cool things about Google Ads is that once the ad gets flowing, you can really turn off any keyword you want. So Google will show you how your business is showing up in the search results and what keyword was used to get people there. And if you see a lot of, you know, keywords that don't make sense to your business, there's impressions and there's click-throughs, but you don't seem to be getting any leads, then you can easily turn that keyword into a negative keyword so that Google will stop showing your ad for that specific keyword. So you can really fine-tune and narrow down your Google ad exposure to just the keywords that you want to show up for, the ones you are willing to pay for to get new business. Google Ads also offers remarketing. So when you set up your landing page, you set it up with specific code that will track anybody that comes to the pages, and then you're able to then advertise to them again throughout the internet as they travel around the internet. So even if someone came to your page and didn't fill out your contact form or click your phone number to call you, you can always just kind of toss your logo out there at them, and those remarketing ads are generally pretty cheap per impression. So it's well worth it. It's no different than seeing the same billboard on the highway every mile. Every web page they go to, it's just going to kind of follow them around. Of course, if their privacy settings are set accordingly, they might not see any ads at all. But being able to kind of touch that person and kind of drive them back to your website is really powerful and a really cool feature that Google Ads has in it. If you're not sure about Google Ads, that's common because it seems very complex. Some people talk about how, you know, they felt like they were going through Google Ads, or they got a $100 voucher from Google in the mail to advertise their business. They get into the process and they feel like they're just throwing money away. And honestly, that's because it is a process. It's not something you can just turn on overnight and hope that it works the best. AdSense managers like myself have been through the process so much that hiring one of them speeds up the process and saves your money faster. Instead of you blowing through $100 and not getting anything out of it, we're able to take that $100 and run like a week-long campaign that really optimizes your ads for your business. And once you see the benefit of it, you can kind of go from there. So you shouldn't be deterred if you are not sure what to do with Google Ads once you get in there. There's an awful lot of settings. There's a lot of things you can do to kind of poke around and really kind of feel at home. And it does take a while. So the other thing about budget, for example, is that $100 isn't going to get you a whole month of advertising on Google. So, you know, $5 a day, and what is that? That's $150. That's a bare minimum to even get any testing, because Google is just like Facebook. It works the best when you start sending it traffic so it can learn what the hell is going on and how to optimize your ads to get you traffic. And you can't do that with a $1 a day campaign. A lot of people will start their campaigns at $1,000 a month just to kind of get them off the ground. And if you can't advertise for $1,000 a month, there might be some other ways that you can advertise your business. But doing so online is going to cost you at least that just to get going. So take a look at some of the advertising that you do, whether it's online or offline or print or radio, and see if you can't take some of that money and throw it at Google Ads just to see if it works better for you. Because Google sends leads directly to you and you get to just sell from there, it's going to work better than radio and television, because let's face it, people aren't listening to radio much and they're definitely not watching TV like they were. So when you get into spending for Google Ads, it's very easy to think you can't spend a lot of money. But coming down to what you will pay for your customer, a potential customer, and what you're willing to max out at will really help someone like me help manage your Google Ads and get them optimized properly. So I think that's about it right now. I just wanted to do a quick shout about Google Ads and kind of give you a little background, or really just a summary of what you can do with them for your small business. And if you need help, if you need help with Google Ads, feel free to reach out to me on my website, a1contentservices.com. There you can find my contact info and Facebook and all that kind of stuff. So feel free to reach out, and otherwise I will hopefully have another podcast up next week, and we'll keep going with the tips.